Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Ken, let's start with NY23. And before we talk about the heated primary that's shaping up, let's talk about the other candidate, Max Delapia, who has appeared on this show. He's not only running in the November election, but he's also running in the special election. Does that give him any advantage going into the November election?
Well, it helps a bit because he is actively campaigning for that vacant seat. And so he's getting around. The districts don't totally overlap. The old district and the new district aren't the same. But every time a name is mentioned, it certainly helps a candidate. And I think it does help to a degree, yes.
You know, looking at Nick Langworthy and Carl Paladino running for the Republican primary for the November election, someone else is running for the special election for the remainder of the old district. But, you know, Nick Langworthy, Carl Paladino, both Buffalo guys. I do realize that Nick is from Jamestown, but both Buffalo guys. Does that hurt them in the southern tier, seeing two guys from Buffalo fighting for this primary spot?
Well, I think it could a little bit. I think people in the southern tier like to take pride in the people that they've sent to Congress. They've had a long history. They've had Tom Reed. They've had Amo Houghton. They've had Stan Lundeen, all native sons of the southern tier and representing that area for a long time. So now you have a guy from Buffalo, Paladino, and a guy from, I believe he lives in Wheatfield now, Nick Langworthy, running for a seat that is a few miles away from that district. And Nick claims he has some connections from growing up there. And Carl will try to attach himself one way or another, too. But it's not the same as being a Lundeen, a Houghton, or a Reed.
Yeah, looking at this primary, you can't go a commercial break, it seems, without seeing a commercial for either Nick or Carl. But looking at this and looking at it play out, we're a few weeks away from the primary. Who right now do you think has the upper hand?
Well, I think that, first of all, we have to recognize that this is going to be a very low turnout primary. This is the second primary of the summer. People not paying attention as much, despite all of those ads. The ads are being viewed mostly by people who can't vote in that primary because they're either not Republicans or don't live in that district. So I think at this point you have to look at who might turn out in a low turnout election. And I think that the base of the base, the Republican Party, the part of the party that's most identified with the former president, is probably going to have some control in it. And I do think that Carl Paladino relates better to those folks than Langworthy does. So I think that there's some advantage to Carl. They're both working hard. Carl's got a lot more money. We only got two more weeks to go, so time is running out. But I think things might lean in Palladino's direction at the moment.
Now, with that, once this is over, obviously, if Carl wins, you know, Nick's out of it. What do you think this means for Nick's political future? You know, Nick Langworthy, there's articles being written this weekend that not only is his spot in the November election up, but this could actually be his career on the line going into the primary. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's a state party chairman running in a primary, and there's a state election going on. His job as state chairman is to get the state ticket elected. And we can talk about that in a moment. But I think that the primary job that Nick has, he's not doing. He can claim all he wants about doing both jobs, but I'm sure that he's working much harder at running for Congress at the moment. If in fact he does lose, I think that could boomerang to him. The parties select their leadership usually in September, but they might postpone it till after the election. But if Langworthy were to lose the election, if the state ticket goes down, then there's certainly not a lot for Langworthy to claim credit for. And I would think there are already people asking for him to get out, and I think that might expand. Nick is a young and very talented guy. I don't know where he would go. He might wind up in consulting or something like that. But his career in a party leadership could be over if things don't go his way in the next few weeks.
What is it normal for someone who is a party chairman for, you know, county, for a state, if they jump into an election, to give up that chairmanship before even the primary?
Well, I can't think, and I've been around for a while with politics around here. I can't think of an example that matches what's going on with Langworthy right now. We've had party chairmen who were elected officials, but they, in most cases, were elected officials before they got to be party chairs. Here's a guy who just went strictly from party leadership into a candidacy. And so I think that it's an unusual situation, and it's not going to probably work out well if he can't deliver on the things that he's supposed to be doing.
You know, Ken, you talked about on your website, you talked about Palladino dodging the debates, really dodging the media, but that might actually be working in his favor.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that Carl and the folks who are advising him are a little nervous. He tends sometimes to go off on a tangent. The tangents can be pretty nasty sometimes, and they want to prevent that. It's not even the Rose Garden strategy that people used. It's keeping them close to the vest, keeping them in contained activities. There is only 2 weeks to go. I don't think that there's going to be any debates. Nothing's been scheduled. Unlikely to happen now. And I would expect that he's going to continue doing what he's doing. He's basically, he thinks he's ahead. He may be. And I think he's just trying to run out the clock.
Now, another election that's happening in November is the gubernatorial race. And Ken, is there anything you have seen at this point when it comes to polling on the gubernatorial race that would say that Kathy Hochul's in any type of trouble?
No. The two polls that are most recently out showed her above 50%, both with 14 or 16% leads, heavy leads in New York City, where a good chunk of the vote is. And I think that she's in a pretty good position. When we last saw financial reports in mid-July, Hochul had about almost $12 million in her accounts. Zeldin had less than two. Yeah, I'm sure they're raising more money now, but he's not going to keep up with her. And soon, maybe by Labor Day or even before that, we'll start seeing the torrent of commercials for that race, maybe perhaps after the August 23rd primary. So, but I think Hochul's in a pretty good position. She talks about never running as anything but an underdog, and I think that's the way she's going to continue to approach it. But certainly things are looking in her favor at the moment.
Anything that you would see that that could be a scare for Kathy Hochul? Anything that could come up? Or do you think, I mean, it's New York State. She has a pretty easy road to the November election.
No, well, you know, in politics, things can change on a dime. So I hesitate to say nothing can happen. But you have to look at what she's gone through. She was thrown into that office with little preparation when Cuomo left last August. She's dealt with the COVID issues. Many of their decisions were decisions that not everybody agreed with, but she toughed it out. She went through a little problem with the lieutenant governor and managed to get through that. She downstate, they talk a little bit about the Bill Stadium, but I don't see that as an issue that more than 10 people in downstate are going to actually think about when they go to the polls. So something's could happen, but I don't see anything on the horizon that's really going to present a challenge. We're basically down to about 90 days now.
Now, we're going to have Councilmember Ulysses Wingo on at 11 to talk about the public meeting that was held this week. But, you know, this Common Council redistricting, it passed the Common Council. It's awaiting Mayor Byron Brown's approval or disapproval. But a lot of people in the city not too happy with the redistricting. Ken, what do you think the chances the mayor disapproves this?
I think it's highly unlikely that he'll disapprove it. For the most part, he and the council work pretty tightly together, and so I think that he'll follow the rules. He's at his public hearing, and he'll follow the rules as far as the timing of his announcement. But I would be very surprised if he vetoed the selection. He's in league with the council, and also likely, although it would be 4 years off, unlikely that he would go for a sixth term. So he doesn't have to worry about the politics of it either.
It is a few years off, Ken, but, you know, people like to start talking right after someone's won their election. And the talk is, if Mayor Byron Brown doesn't run for that sixth term, you have people who have, you know, stated they want to run. Ken, I know it's way far off, but if you had to put two or three names of people that you would think would throw their name in for mayor of Buffalo the next election, who do you think that would be?
Well, both of the state senators representing Buffalo now, Tim Kennedy and Sean Ryan, probably have an interest in the office. There may be a councilman that might want to take a shot at it. I don't know whether Ms. Walton would run again. But the 800-pound gorilla in the whole conversation is the fact that Senator Kennedy already has over $2 million in a campaign account. He doesn't need it to get reelected this year, probably won't need it to get reelected in 2024 to the Senate. And he's raising money at a clip where he's adding $500,000, $600,000 every 6 months or so. So he's going to have an overwhelming amount of money. And I think that probably would keep most folks from even thinking about running. And if Senator Kennedy is inclined to run for mayor, it would be the odds-on favorite, even this far out. Again, we were talking about we can't totally project what will happen in the next 90 days for the gubernatorial election. So going out on a limb for something that's 3.5 years from now is really a stretch. But the bankroll that the senator has put together is certainly going to be intimidating for anybody else who might want to run for mayor.
Ken, before we let you go, you do write for politicsandstuff.com. That's your website. First preseason Bills game is on Saturday, but let's talk about the regular season. What are you predicting from this Buffalo Bills team in 2022?
I'm predicting a Super Bowl. I think that they might lose three or four games because things happen during the season, but the team is put together pretty well. Josh Allen, I think, is the star quarterback of the league. They have to look over their shoulder a little bit because Miami might creep up. Belichick works miracles sometimes. I think they're the cream of the crop. I think that they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this time.
Ken, I hope you're right. I appreciate you joining me this Sunday morning. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.